Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.
Bish, bash, bosh.
Hello and welcome to Our Core Listing podcast. I'm Stu Whiffin, joining me always Christopher Glasson. Hello.
All right, mate, you got a nice sharp haircut for Christmas, have you?
No, I've not had a haircut for a couple of weeks.
No?
No.
I look patently homeless today, don't I? Look at me.
Yeah, it's a disgrace, mate.
Oh, crazy.
Where are you? I've not seen that background before.
I am at, it's just a different room at Molly's mum's house.
Ah, right.
So, yeah, all over the shop. I was in Liverpool yesterday.
All right.
Where I found out that I had to... The building survey I had when I bought that property didn't miss the dry rot in the basement, and now I'm getting told that the entire basement ground floor needs the floor removing.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, so Merry Christmas to me.
Oh, that's shit.
Yeah, I know. You know, you just think, come on, man. That's not very kind. So there we go. Right. Shit happens, my friend. Shit happens. Other than that, I'm all right. Although I look a bit ragged. I feel okay. Do you know what I had for breakfast this morning?
Tell me.
Little cube of Toblerone. You know why? Because Molly's mum puts Toblerone on the Christmas tree, and sometimes I sleep in the lounge and on the bed in the lounge, pull out bed if upstairs gets too hot. And I woke up this morning and a Toblerone just fell off the tree next to me, and I thought it's not even 9 a.m. and I'm going to eat that.
Why not, mate? It's Christmas.
How you doing?
I'm all right. I had two digestives for breakfast.
Wow.
Not very festive.
Feeling.
I'm in the office today. Oh, do you know what? I've got the bloody radio on. Let me just turn that off.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can hear that. I just thought it must be one of the rooms next to you, not the room that you're in.
I just realised I just left the bloody radio on. Well, look, we should talk about our sponsors before we do anything else. And one of those is the Say What podcast. So I went round there.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was ridiculously fun.
Had
a right old crack. And I think we're going round there on the 14th of Jan or something like that.
Woo!
It was good to catch up with the Prices and the Notorious FAWT. That episode will be coming out very, very soon. It's a fucking car crash of a podcast.
Brilliant.
So make sure you go and subscribe to the Say What podcast. They'll be linked in all the social media posts. I mean, I'm sure most of you lot have checked it out already because we talk about them a lot. And they're our friends and they're some of the funniest people you'll ever meet. So go check out the Say What podcast on all podcast platforms. I was meant to have had a call with Renshi Sai James the other day at 2 o'clock and I forgot.
Yeah.
And then I had a meeting at 2:30 and I think he phoned me about 2:30. So I need to phone Sai back. We've all been having a little chat.
You're probably planning your downfall, mate. Upset karate master.
I know. Like this morning, I just thought, fuck, I need to speak to Sai. But you all need to speak to Sai James. Why is that, Chris?
Why do we all need to speak to Sai James?
Why do the listeners need to go and speak to him?
Oh, right. So they can learn some bloody self-defence. Because they're all pushovers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I reckon I could probably... How many of our listeners could you just beat up before they took
after your statement the other day that you think you can take out two 25-year-olds, which is one of the funniest things I've ever heard, I think you like to write some checks you can't cash.
So yeah, go
on, how many of our listeners can you iron out?
Just 10 of them, any 10, pick the 10.
Men?
Just 10, it don't matter. Bring them on. One at a time, multiple at once.
Kiss, kiss, just, bang, bang.
Kiss, kiss, bang, bang, mate. What mic do you want? Check one, check two. So they just probably need to go and get some lessons off, Renshi Simon James.
Exactly, and you can do that.
They ain't got a fucking chance, mate. Yeah, and also if they want to change career, they can become a teacher, become an instructor
in the new year. Become a karate instructor, learn through Sai, and then open up your own franchise of the business. What a fun thing to do in the new year! How can they find out about that?
Well, under Simon, don't go and become a competing school. Obviously, it become Cobra Kai.
Get that good, again. You kill Simon with one shot, and you're just standing there screaming about the name of your new company as he's still beating heart. He's in your hand.
Yeah, I sort of respect that. To be fair,
absolutely,
I mean, he expects a martial combat.
Yeah, I think in his last breath, he'd just draw his samurai sword and just fall on it.
Yeah. Just open up his guts.
Yeah,
for shiz. So there you go. There's our wonderful, wonderful sponsors. Right, today's episode. Are we doing top 5 TV Christmas moments?
Yes, we are.
I think yours might be better than mine.
I think you're about as prepared for this one as what I am, by the sounds of things.
No. Well, my number 5, let me start.
All right,
is from the OC.
My number 1, isn't it? The what?
No, it's the OC.
What's that?
The OC, Orange County. It was that fucking like American trash TV in like the mid-2000s where Misha Barton Tate was sort of like rose to fame. You know, the like really skinny, like model-esque girl. So I would have never have watched this.
Is this like Dawson's Creek sort of thing?
It's basically, yeah. Like, it's like, it follows, it's like, but it's like Dawson's Creek, I feel, had a bit like, took itself more seriously. Whereas, it, like, the OC is just fucking ridiculous. The plot lines are so over the top. People are getting, in the first season, a lot of people get shot. And it's just brilliant. It's just absolute chods, like high schoolers getting into hijinks. It's stupid. And like Molly was like, "Will you watch it with me, please?" And I was like, "All right then." It's like, "All right, it's 5 seasons." Just to let you know, I was like, "Fuck me." And it's like 20 episodes a season. Each episode is like an hour. And I first started watching a bit like reluctantly, but then I really got into it. And one of the episodes is called "The Best Christmas Cut Ever." And it's a combination of Christmas with Hanukkah. So it's the Jewish and the Christian religions mixing together. It's a very silly episode, basically. And I don't know, I think it was at that point that I realised that I'd now been like adequately brainwashed into the world of Seth Cohen, basically, who's one of the actors in it. Well, he's that's the name of the bloke in it. Who's just this nerd, this awkward nerd as part of the OC, and he gets two families together to celebrate Christian religion and Jewish religion. It's stupid, it's funny, and yeah, that's when I knew that I'd just become an absolute loser to watching the OC. And also, I knew it wouldn't be one that there was any chance you would pick, so I thought I'd switch it up and pick that. But yeah, I mean, like, does anyone need to go back and watch it? The OC is basically like you can watch it and absolutely predict the very next thing that's going to happen, which at first was quite tiresome. And then actually I started to enjoy it because you could always go, well, the most preposterous thing to happen now is if he drops that baby down the well, and then obviously they're going to drop a baby down the well. Mm. Julie, can't remember her surname. But she's one of the hot milfs next door. She's stunning. And she's got one of the best heel to baby face turns in any TV show. She starts off like this absolute bitch, screwing over everyone. And by the 5th season, you just absolutely love her and just can't get enough of her ways. That's my one. That's my number five. What are you going for, mate?
Okay, my number five. I'm going to go for an episode of Friends. And
Yes. This was actually going to be in mind. It depends if it's the same one.
Well, it's the wrestle between Christmas and Hanukkah again, where Chandler is Santa and Ross turns up as the Christmas armadillo.
Yeah.
But this is also the one, I think, if I'm correct, where they go to the Dick and something Christmas spectacular, whatever it's called, and that's where Ross and what's Courtney Cox's character called? Monica. Where Ross and Monica do the routine, which is fucking incredible. But just that whole kind of thing. Like, I think Ross Geller is one. I mean, yeah. Shout out to Matthew Carey, obviously, but I do think
fucking it's a bit David disrespectful, Schwimmer, mate. To be honest, it's the first thing about him.
Very funny. I'm going to go for the episode of Friends, the Christmas.
That armadillo outfit is absolutely amazing.
Spectacular.
As well.
I've seen that outfit.
Flesh, like the real one.
I have, yeah. I went to Friends Fest about 8 years ago, and you go there and you can have photos in the coffee shop. Like, they rebuild the coffee shop and the flat and all the stuff like that. You can sit in a rowing boat and have your pictures taken. But it's got all props. In like glass boxes and stuff, and the armadillo outfits there. It's fucking incredible. Yeah. It's easy when you talk about comedies to overlook Friends, just because it's Friends, it just seems to be a sort of standout on its
saturated
own.
Saturated culture, yeah.
I think a lot of people think they're too cool for Friends. And I just think you're missing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Seeing the point, it's just fucking great comedy writing consistently for fucking so many episodes. And whoever devised those characters, fucking geniuses, because they're all fucking solid.
You know what, who else I was thinking is just consistent comedy writing is Alan Partridge. I was watching like different parts of Alan Partridge like this week. And just all of it always gets me. Like, I don't think Steve Coogan ever writes Alan Partridge and it not being fucking real.
He doesn't write it. He doesn't write it.
Does he not?
No.
Is it Arnaldo Iannucci?
It was. And then there's two twins or brothers, and they were fans and they started writing scripts.
No.
And
why?
They've scripted. I'm sure I'm right here. I think pretty much from Mid Morning Matters onwards.
No way.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, obviously Coogan must have some input in it.
Oh yeah, yeah. He helped that time.
Yeah, Anucci's not part of the firm anymore, and it's been the brothers for a long, long time now.
But goes to show, wow, like how the fan base has been able to overtake that adequately.
Yeah.
I think often the fans know it better than, you know, I think that's what Disney have been fucking up a lot, and Marvel, like, that, you know, the fans know the plot lines in Star Wars better than what the producers do.
Yeah.
You
know? So yeah, absolutely. You know,
they're the guys with the passion.
Yeah, massively.
Well, well done, mate. You nicked one of mine, so I'll throw a different one in. I'm not going to throw in your number one because it's probably my number one. But the very first Simpsons, do you ever remember that?
Where they got Santa's little helper.
Yeah, and yeah. I don't know if they do. Yeah, of course they do. Yeah.
It's the Christmas special, not the first ever Simpsons.
Bart gets the, Bart gets a tattoo and then they blow the budget on fucking, Marge blows it on getting a tattoo. That's an incredible thing for a kid to get a tattoo. Especially back then in like the 90s, or was that early, late 80s? First episode. Is it 89?
Yeah, Bartman and all that would have been about 89.
Yeah.
90. Yeah.
Yeah.
But on the Tracy Ullman show before that. Right. Yeah, fucking hell. But yeah, that's actually in my top five.
Oh, is it really? Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Well, we fucked each other over there then.
Yeah.
But again, like Simpsons standards in that same thing as Friends, where it's just so popular, you then overlook it.
Yeah. Yeah, massively. It's because it's just in the. It's not something where there's like, maybe some of the other ones that we're going to talk about, where there's like, you know, two or three seasons and that's it. Like, you know, because it's still going, you know, and I don't watch The Simpsons anymore. I'm not going to lie and say I do. But whenever it is on and I stumble across it, I just think, I need to watch more of this. He's fucking genius. But yeah, it's just always there, isn't it? Like Friends, whenever you turn the telly on, you can watch The Simpsons or Friends at some point. Santa's Little Helper, man. Like, what a fucking best name for a dog ever as well.
She looked off into the distance then, thinking of Santa's Little Helper.
Actually thinking about my dog.
They've had two. Like, they've had two because he died, didn't he? They had to get another one.
What?
No, don't worry. Don't worry.
You say that at Christmas.
Don't worry, mate. What's your number four?
Where's my number four? I'm going to go for the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Okay.
So when I was a kid, and we first joined a video shop, probably maybe 1981. Maybe 82. We had a Betamax, Sanyo. And we joined the video shop, 2001 Video, Grays. And you'd go down there, like, my eyes would look up and I'd see all, like, the electric blue field films. And I'd be thinking, cool, bet they're good. And I'd always be asking my dad if I could watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And stuff like that. And he was like, no. And because the video covers in the 80s were so good.
Yeah.
Like, they're so iconic. And some of like the real B-movie shit horrors and that, the sleeves are just ingrained in my head. Just hanging around in the video shops, just looking at the covers, thinking, God, fucking brilliant. But
just get the shit out of me, I ain't going to lie.
Well, when we joined it, they gave us like a little sort of couple of sheets of A4, like photocopied, folded in half with like all the different titles that they had in there. It was a tiny little shop. And on there was like three different Charlie Brown films. And I fucking love Charlie Brown anyway. And I would watch them three, like, whenever, like, it was about, I don't know, it was a quid to hire a video back then. But my dad would get something out, like fucking Rollerball or something like that. And then I'd be like, oh, can I watch that? He's like, no. And he'd get me like Charlie Brown or something like that. But then at Christmas, like, it would always be on telly, Charlie Brown Christmas. And it was like, it'd always be on about 3 or 4 days before Christmas, just as you're getting your sort of pre-Christmas stiff it goes off on Christmas Day. Yeah.
Getting match fit, really. You're just stretching
exactly,
yourself.
Exactly. And that had come on about 10 o'clock in the morning on BBC. Oh, fucking love it. Love it. So, yeah, my number...
What happens in it?
Fuck knows. I can't remember. It's been ages. It's just the usual shit of Peppermint Patty and Linus and fucking...
Snowing? I have a snowball fight.
It snows obviously on Snoopy's kennel. But then like, I love it when like the best one is I bought it on DVD a little while ago. I don't know if that's a bit weird as a 50-year-old man, but when they go to like a summer camp, it's fucking brilliant. I was a little bit obsessed as a kid with
sounds like it.
American kids going to summer camp. It was something I always wished we'd done in the UK.
Yeah,
going to summer camp and just do like build rafts and shit.
Oh man, it'd be amazing.
Wouldn't it have been great?
Oh yeah, the fucking
shit country we are.
Yeah. We don't really quite have the like the cool rivers and forests.
No,
yes, we have some.
Yeah,
it's
but
it's not the same setup as in the States.
And they don't really encourage kids to have fun in England, do they?
No.
Right.
Getting ready for adulthood.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. What you got for what was that? My number three or
that
four?
That was your number four. So what from one shit cartoon to a good cartoon, South Park and Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh. Oh,
that's a fucking brilliant
show. Obviously South Park. I mean, they've done a few, but you know, I remember when that one came out. Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh. I love him and he loves you. It's just fucking, it's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous that they, you know, they wanted to make it like an icon of Christmas, just the turd. And just the fact that everywhere Mr. Hanky goes, he's just leaving shit stains everywhere, which really reminds me of Bumface Poo Hands.
Mm.
You know, he's always leaving shit all over the shop, isn't he?
He is. That guy that's been shouting about properchristmas.info. Can I have a look at that? Yeah, I bought my brother a Mr. Hanky that Christmas.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. It was about the size of a post-roast turd. And it was pretty sizable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like sort of rubber, almost like a dog toy.
What was it made of?
Rubber. Yeah.
All right, solid. It wasn't like solid, a cotton one with beans in it, like a bean.
No. I reckon with the right bit of kind of manipulation, you could have wasted it in your own arsehole.
Mum, taking a shit on the sofa. Doing it on a bigger dinner plate. Who wants the dinner, Mum? No, he's not a real turd. My issue is he's been up your arse, son. May as well be.
Oh, yeah. Fucking hell, South Park. Fucking good was that?
Yes.
Right.
What's your number three then?
My number three. I've mentioned these before in certain podcasts. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go for the Gavin and Stacey Christmas special.
Yeah, nice shout.
Where at the end, Nessa proposes to Corden.
Yeah.
Actually watched it night before last, and yeah,
bring tears to your eye.
Did a bit, but I've been around and done the Say What podcast the night before, so I was a bit bent up, so a bit over emotional, so it didn't take a lot. I mean, fucking hell, like them Christmas episodes, like just, I mean, the one where Pete and Dawn turn up and they end up just.
Yeah,
she says that she turns up before him ranting that he's an addict.
Yeah,
because basically the blokes at work gave him a spliff for Secret Santa, and then they all end up just fucking mangled and like, and just the whole fantastic acting by Rob Brydon trying to cook the Christmas dinner, just having a meltdown. It's fucking crazy. As I've said before, the genius of Gavin and Stacey is. Gavin and Stacey are just these kind of bit part characters surrounded by these huge characters that really lift the show to a different place. You know, as much as I'm not the biggest fan of James Corden, the character Smithy is fucking spectacular.
It's brilliant, yeah. I mean, that is a reason why he shot to fame, right? He made a lot of smart choices in the start of his career and, you know, writing that.
Yeah.
It was incredible sort of like look at, you know, taking bits of his life and stuff like that and putting it into a really great fucking TV show.
Yeah. Shout out Ruth Jones as well, who co-wrote it, because she's fucking genius as well, mate. Like,
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Was he handing out all his presents in tinfoil? Was that year?
He did, yeah. And Nessa bought everyone in the second Christmas special, she buys everyone taps, which is so odd. But the year before, she just basically wraps up a sensation for everyone, and they're just going, "Oh, what you got? Oh, I got a bounty." Yeah, it's just that kind of very relatable working class comedy. It's just fucking great. What's your number
two? Oh, what am I going to go for? Do I go for some of the more obvious ones, or do I sort of like... I'll do bottom. And the fucking baby gets the
baby,
and they think like one of them's had immaculate conception, and Richie's determined to think he's the Virgin Mary. It's just such a great episode. In fact, like, even remembering it now, I'm gonna have to watch it this year. But yeah, and it's got the three kings showing up with like what is it? I can't remember what they bring him. But it's like Gur is like some sort of shit after that shave. Yeah. Like gold, frankincense, and Gur. It's just fucking great. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Richie just for thinking he's like had a child by an immaculate conception is just wonderful and just fucking really funny and dirty. Yeah. Good old bottom. Yeah. I haven't got much else to say. I can't completely remember like the whole. Oh, of course, that's what reminded me of it is the Brussels sprouts. Is when you said about Ness, like he keeps on like they've wrapped up every single like vegetable that they're having for Christmas. And he's like, "What's next? What's next?" And he's like, "It's another Brussels sprout." Fucking great!
Oh, amazing. Well, before I do my number two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do an honourable mention for Christmas Top of the Pops.
Because
growing up, it was the best. It was like you'd finish your dinner, and you had an hour to kill watching something really fucking great before the Queen come on, and you just went and played with your toys again. Just fucking brilliant. Like just being able to sort of retrospectively look back over the year and hear all the best songs. Yeah. It's fucking great. Yeah. Like, it used to be like, I used to fucking love it. I'll probably stop watching Christmas Top of the Pops, I imagine maybe mid-90s. I weren't really that interested after that. I don't know how much long it sort of plodded on for before the show went. But yeah, in the 80s, like Christmas 80s Top of the Pops was the fucking bollocks as a kid. Yeah. Like, loved it. But my number two, I watched it this morning. I woke up really early this morning and I was thinking about this. And so I went and found the animated version of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it's on YouTube. And and it's definitely of its time. I think animation's definitely come on a few notches in the 40 years since that was made, but it just took me back. So I woke up really early, so I went downstairs and pitch black still. So I lit a couple of little Christmas candles and I put that on, and I just sat there with a cup of tea this morning watching that, and it was fucking wonderful. It was very, very retrospective.
How long is it?
About an hour and a half, yeah. But yeah, if you've ever googled Lion, the Witch and Wardrobe on animated or cartoon on YouTube, you can watch it. And as much as I did really enjoy the the Chronicles of Narnia, Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe film. Well, that was fucking great. And I think the BBC done a show about it. I'm not, you know, I'm not a big fantasist of that sort of stuff, but I think that cartoon made its dent. And yeah, like fucking, yeah, Mr. Tumnus and yeah, as I might have mentioned on this before, I think the first time I was absolutely fucking moved was when they tied down Aslan. And it was like, fuck me, this is tragic.
That's such a great shout, mate. And you give me such a great memory of like, because they did a Lion, the Witch and Wardrobe TV show. Like, when was that? Like the 90s?
Late 90s, yeah.
Right? Was it late 90s? Chronicles of Narnia, British BBC produced television series, aired from 1988 to 1990. You know, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Right.
And it was fucking well good. Like, and I remember watching that. Oh, God, I'm just bringing it up. And it's just, oh, mate. It was so good. And I remember that Christmas when it was on, because I think it was released around sort of like, It started in November. And it, like, the first episode started in November, so obviously ended in closer to December. And I remember building the kit. Like, my dad let me help him build our kitchen. Like, he installed a kitchen that year.
Slave labor.
And that was my first. It's got to be my earliest memory of, like, doing
slave labor.
DIY. What's that?
Yeah. Slave labor.
Slave labor. And I fucking loved it. And ever since then, that's why I love doing IKEA cabinets. And all that is I can pinpoint it to the day we're watching Lion, Witch and the Wardrobe and we're building cabinets in the lounge, sometimes getting things slightly wrong. I remember Dad going, this is the wrong, they've sent us the wrong bit of wood, and then getting out a fucking saw and cutting a corner off it, and then later on going, nope, here's the other bit of wood.
I misjudged the situation there.
We weren't supposed to do that. It's fucking brilliant. Like, and yeah, it's really weird because I love that TV show. It's incredible. It's really, yeah, it's really brilliant. But that's just a little special shout out. But good shout. So my number one, I'm really torn between two obvious ones. I'll do one. I don't think you're going to pick this one, but the Only Fools and Horses, where Del and Rodders turn up as fucking Batman and Robin to a wake. It's just classic UK stupid comedy, isn't it? Like, again, Only Fools and Horses is almost like our friends in a way. Like, it's just saturated British culture beyond belief. Like, it's repeatedly considered the best comedy that we've ever produced. And to be honest with you, it's easy to forget how fucking brilliant it was. Like, watching that was never failed to be really funny. Always great, always had heartfelt stuff. But that, them showing up as the way to Batman, Robin, Rodney as Robin, it's just fucking hysterical. And then obviously you get that famous scene of them scaring off the guys running through the mist. Yeah, it's just a classic. I'm not going to try and be clever on that one. I was thinking of there was a Buffy one. There was other ones that I was like, oh, I could pick that one. I'm like, no one's going to fucking remember that shit. But yeah, special mention to the Buffy one. Angel sacrifices himself for Buffy, and yeah, there's loads of other little ones like that. But yeah, I love that Del Boy and the Batman one, Heroes and Villains, it was called.
Yeah, oh, it's fucking incredible. And like, you just look at the consistency of John Sullivan's writing. It's you know, it's unparalleled, I think, by British comedy writers, like, to be able to sustain, you know, them characters and keep them fucking hilarious, like, you know, week in, week out. And and the Christmas specials are fucking incredible. Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
What's your number one then?
I'm going to go for, I think we both obviously have mentioned so many times, the Office Christmas special, where Tim and Dawn get together and you know, he tells Finchie to fuck off as well, which is, you know, it's that's in a place of its own, I think. It's fucking perfect. But so the Royal Family's done a couple. I've spoken about the Queen of Sheba on here, where Nana dies. And that's a very fucking hard watch, that. But I'm going to go for the one, the Christmas special, where Caroline Ahern. Oh, I should say as well, I did read that this Christmas Day, I don't know if it's on, I think it might be BBC Two, there's a sort of two- or three-part thing about Caroline Ahern. and you know, about the royal family, Mrs. Merton, and the Fast Show, and it's got lots of kind of people like Craig Cash and John, what's his name? John, nice. What was his name? Thompson, John Thompson. And yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm fucking massive fan of Caroline Ahern. And it's the one where her character Denise goes into labour. And it's the first time you see anything other than the living room or the kitchen in their house.
Yeah.
She's on the bathroom floor and Jim's sitting on the bog next to her. And her waters are broken. And there's some jokes at first where he's like, sure, it's not just a great big piss. but then things like The Office and like Fools and Horses, they turn you on a sixpence and like, and he's talking about the day she was born and he bought her home. And it's so fucking moving. And it's so, Ricky Tomlinson is a fucking ridiculously good actor.
Yeah.
And as was Caroline Ahern. And then I watched a thing about the royal family and they were saying, like, with scenes like that, you forget that there's a whole fucking crew there filming that. And, you know, you can't recreate that. That's one fucking powerful take.
Yeah.
And he said, like, but you can tell when we start doing it, that you can see with the car, like the crew, like that they're witnessing something really fucking as real as can be. And she I don't know if she couldn't have kids, but she didn't have kids. And so she was saying that kind of really magnified the effect of doing that scene as well. Yeah, fucking amazing. So yeah, my number one is the royal family.
Good choice. Very good choice.
And it's just a shame that, you know, we're not going to get any more royal family now. We're not going to get any more Only Fools and Horses. And I don't envisage we're ever going to get any more Office, or I don't know if we'll get any more Gavin and Stacey. But
when I was thinking about this, I was like, there's not that many, like, I see as modern ones where I'm like, that is absolutely the
yeah.
You know,
because people don't necessarily make sort of sitcoms anymore, do they? No. It's like, I don't know. I wonder what could ever kind of replicate that. You know, there's shows like Motherhood or Motherland, the Sharon Horgan written stuff, but I don't know if it just kind of gets through to the level that those shows did. Because when you start looking at the people, that, you know, the amount of people that are watching them shows on, like, you know, Christmas Day, it's insane, like the numbers, you know, because some things just get it right and it just becomes part of the fabric of Christmas and you know, and of because you'd watch them shows as a family, do you know what I mean? You know, you'd all sit down and you'd watch Fools and Horses, or you'd all, you know, watch Gavin and Stacey or Royal Family and that. And yeah, and I think it's got to be a pretty special show to create that. And yeah,
honestly, it needs to build that sort of length of time and following as well. Like, they're not just series. They're not just like quick 8-episode series. These are people that you see for fucking like week in, week out for months and years on end. So, and that's kind of that landscape has changed somewhat, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. If we missed guys, let us know.
Any more mentions? Don't think so. No, that's all we've got. There's always the Dirty Den and Ange, the EastEnders one, where he serves up the old divorce papers.
Yeah, and Max and Thingy get through their affair gets exposed was another one years later.
Yeah, good show.
A little bit of a drama, but that was at the tail end of me watching EastEnders by that point.
Yeah.
I did hang around for that drama. I was like, oh, that's quite good TV.
Who watches EastEnders? I don't know anyone who watches EastEnders. Yeah, it's
got to be like
50s. What's that?
Nothing, mate. Nothing.
Did you say people in their 50s?
Over your age. Oh, I wouldn't, and I wouldn't say you're the typical 50-year-old, right?
No, I'm damn with fucking
well
kids,
young,
mate.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, I'm going to put my Charlie Brown DVD on.
Yeah.
Right, we'll be back next time. As Chris said, let us know in the in the comments section if we've missed anything glaringly obvious, and just what your favourite ones
Snowman.
Are.
I always like that at Christmas.
It's a bit boring, isn't it?
No, I like it. It gets me in the mood for being bored.
I like the idea of it, but I just remember, like, when it came on, I was like, a bit slow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can't have, like, Scooby-Doo or something.
It's a more of a middle-class show, I think, the Snowman, isn't it?
Yeah. It was definitely wasted in Grace and fucking Langdon.
Stick to bottom.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, well, we'll be back next time. Okay. Thanks for listening, and, bye.
It's a drunken soiree in the within. Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.